Hey friends, Susie Larson here. So glad to have you listening. And I just wanted to give you an update on what's been going on with me. First of all, I want to thank you so much for subscribing to the podcast, Live the Promise. That show, would you believe, ran for 8 years. And I don't know if you know this since you've been listening to podcasts, but the actual live show ended in May of 2018. And this is why. And we were at a height of the show, a height of fruitfulness. It was going very, very well. But if you follow me at all, you know, I've probably heard that I had a pretty significant health setback several years ago. And at that point in the spring, I was actually getting better. Wasn't all the way there yet, but I had a strong sense from the Lord that He wanted me to follow Him out. He led me to the wilderness, and He does that sometimes. It was one of the most excruciating decisions I'd ever made. I mean, and maybe you've been there before where you're at the height of a ministry or a place of fruitfulness, maybe you have a job and there was just a jarring end to it. Well, I mean, I followed God. I walked away. I did, and I've needed to because God led me and I wanted to follow Him. But still, I went through a significant grieving time. I love the team at Faith Radio. I love the job. I love my listeners, and I love the show, Live the Promise. And but I needed to step away. And for these 8 months, I've been really pressing into the things of God and, oh, the things that He's taught me. And I believe that every serious Christ follower, if we follow Him, He will lead us out into the wilderness. And one of the things I learned in that place, and I think I knew it in my head, but I know it in my heart now, He doesn't lead us out to the wilderness to dismiss us. He leads us out to the wilderness to deliver us, to remind us who we are. You may hear me say this a lot, to remind us that we're not what we do, we're someone God loves. It's just a matter of human nature that when you get kind of on cruise control, when you're in the mode, you know, you're doing your thing and you're loving it, you don't even realize how easy it is to attach your value, your sense of identity into your work, especially if you pour your heart into it, especially if it's making a difference. And that's why we need particular seasons where there becomes a gap between what we do and who we are. Because first and foremost, we're not what we do. We're someone God loves. You know, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For by grace we have been saved through faith, not of ourselves, is a gift of God. Yes, we are called to amazing good works. Yes, He has a plan to prosper, not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. But at any time, when our identity gets tied up in what we do, it's time for a reset, because you know what? Any gift from His hand pales in comparison to the treasure of knowing His heart. And I'm not at all saying that my identity was tied up in this show, but my heart and soul were. I was pouring myself into that. But it was also a pretty significant pace. If you listen often enough, you know, I do my homework when I interview guests, because as an author, I was an author first before I was a radio host. And to be honest, I can't tell you how many times I got on for an author interview on the guest side of the mic, and I knew the host never even cracked open the book. They didn't even know what the book was about. And I just made myself a promise when I got into radio that would never, ever be the case. I know what it takes to write a book. And if I'm going to take the time of an author to ask them about what they've written, what God has given them, I'm going to honor them and honor God by knowing what it is they've written and even drawing from the content. And those, I think, make for the best conversations. And authors have told me that time and time again. Well, if you picture it, I'm doing, you know, 8 to 10 shows a week. That's 8 to 10 books a week, every single week. And I'm reading 75% of these books every week while I'm writing books on the side and speaking on some weekends. You can imagine that's a pretty hefty, intense pace. Well, I'm at a stage in my life, I've got a grandson now that I get to watch on Saturdays. I'm just at a stage in my life, I need a different pace, I want a different pace. And I sought God in this wilderness time. He not only did some just deep healing in my soul, I just fell more deeply in love with Him. And I still didn't know what He was up to, what He wanted to do. I did hear from quite a few listeners once I stepped away from the live show, and they asked, you know, can you at least do a couple of interviews, like on Facebook Live? So I started to do these Facebook Live interviews, and we had tens of thousands of people listening and watching every week. So I still do that every week. But something has come up, and I'm super excited to tell you about it. A door has opened at Faith Radio. The noon show opened, where Live the Promise used to be 2 hours in the afternoons, and Bill Arnold is doing a fantastic job with his show in that time slot now. Well, the noon show is 1 hour, and Carmen, who normally hosts that show, is moving to the mornings. And so I'm stepping into the noon hour. We're calling it Middays with Susie Larson, starting in the beginning of February. I'm so thrilled and so excited about stepping into that role. It will still be a deeper life conversation show because that's who I am and I can't be any other way. We'll be talking to notable leaders, authors, ministry people, and just we'll hear from people with gripping stories, all for the purpose of encouraging you in your walk of faith, reminding you that God's promises are as true as they've ever, ever been, and helping you to understand that you are never alone. You're never without a promise of God. That's what I want to accomplish day in, day out, every single day, is to bring you quality programming so you're just stopping in your car. I mean, one of my best compliments that I would get from listeners, when they would tell me I had to pull my car off the road and just sit, or I had to sit in the garage in my car. I did not want to miss what you guys were going to say next. That is good radio to me, where you're so gripped by what God is saying to you that you don't want to stop listening. And I love that we can push the live show into this podcast form. So you're going to see a lot more population in the subscriber feed. And just asking you to, that if you've got friends who you think would benefit from the Ministry of Faith Radio or from these deeper life shows on Midday, do tell them about it. It's so wonderful that we can offer this for free, and glad to be able to do that. So Middays with Susie Larson will be starting in the beginning of February, and I'm so excited to get going. I'm getting a great guest lineup. But as I get ready to wrap here, I'm just thinking something that the Lord also spoke to me about in this wilderness time is that, you know, so many people are in a waiting room season. So many are waiting for the big breakthrough. And I was waiting for a big breakthrough. I really made some great strides in my health, but there were still some symptoms that were just bumming me out. And in this in-between season, when the Lord called me to the wilderness, I was still very busy with writing books and speaking, but there was still a strong sense of what next. God had something else for me. And I hear from people, many, many people are in this what next waiting room kind of time. And I think we do ourselves a disservice when we think the what next is going to be a massive, drastic thing. Now, sometimes it is. Suddenly you get a phone call or a letter and it puts you on the map in whatever way that you're waiting for the breakthrough. But most times that's not the case. You know, when you've prayed long for a breakthrough and then suddenly you see a small change in the right direction, I've learned that it's important not to minimize that little moment. It's important not to rush past it. It's like a little sprout up through the ground, you know, the tulip that pushes through the snow, maybe a shift in attitude in your spouse or in your child that you've been praying for. It's just a subtle nuance. Don't rush past it. Don't minimize it because it's not the big breakthrough. Celebrate it. In fact, pause and thank God, because here's what's true. Most major breakthroughs happen one subtle movement at a time. As you continue to make your appeal before God, as you continue to say, God, show me what in me I need to see. As I'm in the waiting room, what are you teaching me? What do you want from me? What does obedience look like? And now open my eyes, Lord, so I can see what you're up to. I don't want to miss the nuances, the subtle shifts, because the major breakthroughs most often happen one subtle shift at a time. One of my favorite quotes comes from Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Listen to this. Earth is crammed with heaven. Earth is crammed with heaven. Every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest just sit around and pluck blackberries. I want you to hear that again. Earth is crammed with heaven. Everywhere you look, God's kingdom has come to earth. She says, every common bush is afire with God. But only he who sees will take off his shoes. The rest just sit around and pluck blackberries. I want to be someone who notices the nuances, the shifts, that discerns the presence of God in our midst to the point where you go, oh, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In fact, I think I might need to take off my shoes. This is holy ground. I want that for my life, and it's what I pursue every day of my life. My life verse is, and so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. So maybe you're in that in-between season. Maybe the Lord led you out to the wilderness, or you're just waiting for the breakthrough and you wonder how long. I challenge you today to pause and look around you, make note of the slightest answers to your prayers, and then celebrate those small victories. Isaiah 43:19 says this, "For I am about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." You've prayed, you've believed for a long time. Well, guess what? Your answer might just be around the corner. So glad that you've subscribed to the podcast. I pray you continue to find great encouragement. I want to encourage you, too, to sign up for either my daily blessings for free, SusieLarson.com, or my monthly devotional, also at SusieLarson.com. God bless you, my friend, and thanks for checking in with me today.